I'm delighted to welcome this morning Nirav Hingu, who is an amazingly interesting guy. Human behavior analysis, numerology, face reading, handwriting analysis, graphology, drawing analysis, brand logo, law of attraction. Quite remarkable, all about mindset and behavior. So welcome, Nirav.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you very much for inviting me to your show. It's a privilege to have you.
So where are you based in the world?
I'm based in India, in Mumbai city in India.
Okay, and I'm in the Algarve in Portugal. So thanks to this technology, we can speak direct. It's quite remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a big boon of the science and technology. We have been connected.
Yes. So human behavior analysis, I'm not sure where to start. So I think I'll start on the handwriting analysis. I was actually trained in this some years ago at a very basic level. So I do understand the difference between the handwriting text and the signature, the male, the female, that kind of thing. But please explain it to the audience who are listening. What do you mean by handwriting analysis?
Handwriting analysis, Ellen, it is more about the brain writing. There is a quotations in our industry, the handwriting analysis is the brain writing. Now, why we say the brain writing? Because everything gets thoughts. As the science also, everything is the energies. So whenever we have the specific thought pattern in our mind, a specific structure of thought has been created. And those the brain cells, it get collides into our brain. There are the billions of brain cells in a human brain. So when you think any specific structure, that thought process that travels to the neural pathway, maybe my few words may jump up to be a jargon to your audience, but it's all the thought process that is all the thought process, it travels to the cell, to the structure that is known as neural pathway, and it travels from the brain and it comes down to the veins in the hand, because hands have the palm has the maximum veins, blood veins in our human body. And so when we hold any pencil, any object, the thought process starts occurring, and all those thought processes, it gets incubated in the form of the graphic representation into the circle, the dot, the structure, and the combination of different stroke, comma, structure, the spacing, it is known as the graphic representation. And we combine when all the structure, it is known as one single letter. One single letter is one single thoughts. And one word, the combination of so many bigger, different thoughts. So when we combine all the letters, words, spacing, margin, paragraph, we are able to understand the human psyche, the human behavior about the specific person. So it is so accurate that because you are whatever your thoughts, all the thought pattern get incubated, it get infused in the form of letters on a paper. So I'm doing nothing. I'm just reading your thoughts. I'm reading your subconscious mind. Okay, so it is no miracle. It's not any rocket science, but it is a complete science. Like, for example, those who are writing a big letter, extremely big letter, this show they are having the leadership quality. The communication is very good. Okay, those that are having extremely small handwriting, miniature handwriting, these people are introvert personality. They won't like to get socialized. They do not like to talk to person. They are not so social animal. I mean, they are, but they do not like. They're introvert, they talk very less. They are having more inclination toward the research and development. They have very lesser friends. Wearing the big handwriting, the extrovert personality. Now I'll give you just small glimpse. Those having the medium handwriting, neither too very small nor very big. They are not a medium scale handwriting, between 2 to 4 mm. Now these people are having the balanced life. They will also become very extrovert whenever there is a necessity. They become very introvert whenever there is a need also. So they know how to balance their life, when to express and when to hold the emotions. This is a medium skill. Similarly, the people having the three different slant, means you can see into any handwriting, one handwriting going on the left side, there is the slope is going on the left side, one is at a 90 degree, and another is going on the right hand side on a 45 degree. There is the slant, 90, as we know in the geometry, in a school time, the 90 degree, obtuse degree, and acute angle. Okay, similarly, if you take on the left side, those people are having the handwriting slope going on the left hand side. These people having the issues with the self-esteem, they have the low self-esteem. They're having the ego problem. they are unable to speak their real emotions. And there is a back pain with the people having the left slant handwriting. Similarly, the people having the right slant, they are very open to an idea. They are very receptive. Hence, they speak out very freely and they are very getting much acquainted with the people in a situation. And those having the 90 degrees straight, all letters are straight, they are controlling their emotion. Now, I just told you on a glimpse how we read the handwriting. It's a complete technical reading. So it's nothing rocket science, I feel. People say, Niro, you're doing the miracles. There's no miracle. Anybody can become the handwriting analyst also. Okay, just needs hardcore training, a proper mentor, and you have to hard work for 10 years, 12 years, and you have to keep analyzing the different, and then you are able to scan any humans. Okay, so that is about the hand. So in a graphology, the technical term is a graphology, and it is divided into two parts. One is the handwriting analysis, one is the signature analysis. The handwriting is the what is your real personality on the personal life. That is your personal life. And the signature is your professional life. How you are depicting, how you're showing to the humans, whether I'm good, I'm bad, I'm a confidence, I'm overconfidence, I'm very shy, I'm introvert. That is the signature will tell you about your professional part. How you're representing your personality. And a handwriting, that is the signature. And handwriting means your personal life. If I want to know about your personal life, I have to look your handwriting. If I want to see how you're behaving in a public domain, then I have to look your signature. So the combinations of this is termed as the graphology. And we are known technically as a graphologist or handwriting analyst. So it's amazing science. Now, you may also ask, Niro, what are the benefits of this science? Why we should learn or we should go or up to the graphologist or handwriting expert? Reason, it will help you to know your own strength, your weakness, your opportunity, your trend that we know as a SWOT analysis. It will help you to understand the human. If you're hiring any team, if you're expanding your team in your business, definitely you need a business need a good humans to work with. So if you're hiring a good person from a very good B school, and when they come down on the board, you will feel it. The person, personality and qualification is matching, but the skill set is not matching what I'm looking for my job and my businesses. So there is a lot of differences because suppose you're hiring me, I come down to ma'am, this is Niravya. I'm very good at the sales. So I've been grooming very well. I have my biodata ready. I have my reference check very well. I have the qualification. But when I come down on the board and then when I pitch to your client and make a big mess because I have not developed as a salesperson, then you get to know I hire a wrong person.
Yeah, I use this with my own personality styling. So the disbehavioral profile, that's why I got trained in the handwriting because it really so complements it. So we can, the same type of thing, I can see who the true person is versus who the public presentation is of the person. So it's another way of finding the same information. As you say, it's not rocket science, but it is an art and many years of experience. We can identify people's situations, whether they're in alignment. It's about being in alignment, isn't it? Because if you're in alignment with who you are, you're not pretending to be somebody else, then you're going to be far more successful. You're going to be happier, healthier. You're going to be attracting good things to you. You're going to be in a good vibration.
Exactly. You just pick up the very important point. You should be whatever you are. Okay, when somebody writes two lines in front of me, I will scan him. I'm like a human profiler, a human scanner. I'm not making a flowering on my head, but it's true that because of doing those so much 10 plus years of experience in handwriting, I can easily able to judge what the person is into. If the person is lying to you, now how this science can help you? It helps you into the recruitment, hiring your team. It helps whenever you're finding a co-founder for your business, whether the co-founder is getting a proper matching at a mental, emotional level, whether he or she will give the compliments in your business skills. It will help you to merit compatibility. It will help you even into the counseling part because through the handwriting, we are able to understand the molestation, the sexual abuse. It is so deeper science, Ellen, that you can even go at a very deeper level. I remember there was one case a few years back wherein one of the kids from the premium school, he was moving away from the school. He was not want to go to school. The parents approached to the counselor, why my kid is not going to the school? Then they approached to the psychologist. who was also one of my friends, and she is also a good handwriting expert. Then that case come down to me, and you know what you think about the handwriting of that 10-year-old kids? He's trying to avoid to going to school. Then when we start dissecting in a deeper level, I get to know that there was the sexual abuse was going on into the school. That's the reason the child was so much having trauma that he was not able to speak out to his parent, neither to the counselor into the school. And then I pass it on the information to the counselor. Please, again, make one more session with the child and let the child open up what exactly the issue. And then all the things come out that there was really a guy into the school staff who was abusing the child. That's the reason the children was running away and avoiding to go to the school. Now this case, that was a coincidence that it came to me, and it was get resolved to the handwriting only. So it's help into the knowing the human behavior pattern, whether the person is lying or not, what is the skill set is that, why is behaving in a specific manner. Okay, right now 2023. Now if you meet me after 2025, 27, there would be some changes in my personality, in your personality, and you will say, oh, come on, Nirav, you were talking so nicely in 2023. Now you're talking in a very different manner. Okay, that because the thought process has changed. Although people do not change, but when there is a drastic change into the human behavior, that because the thought process has changed and he or she has changed because of the thought process. Okay, so thought process can be seen to the astrology also, but the handwriting gives you the accuracy because it is your current state of mind. With the, not even the astrology or numerology can give with the accuracy percentage given by the handwriting science. So that's a wonderful science, I feel, and been blessed to have the good mentor and good people who helped me into the learning this amazing science.
Brilliant. So you mentioned the numerology. So tell us about numerology and how numerology. The training that I've had in this, which is very, very limited, I've just kind of played at it really, but my number is 5. I've been told that my number is 5, and everybody has different numbers for different things in their life, I understand. So my overall number, whatever that means, is 5. So tell us how the numerology works and then the science perhaps behind that.
Yeah. Now, numerology is the science of the numbers. Okay, the science of number we term as the numerology. Logy means study, numero means number. So it is the science of number. So how the numbers work and why the numbers having some science? It is a very obvious question. You have been born on specific date, maybe on 5th of November 1960, whatever the date. So the first number, first let me clear why it is called a sign. Because everything is energy, as I say. Mm-hmm. Okay, if I'm speaking to you, Elaine, I don't know whether I'm pronouncing your word, pronunciation
of
your...
Yes, Elaine,
yes. No, Elaine, now I'm talking, hey, Elaine, now that's a very softly spoken word. If I say, Elaine, now that's a very rude behavior. The wording are the same, the human is the same, only the tonations and the vibrations of the sound is different. Okay, numerology is nothing but the reading of the sound vibrations. So when I calculate the number, every number has some specific reading and it is connected to the astrological, the planetary systems. Like one number is connected to the sun god, the planet sun. The number 2 is assigned to moon. Okay, number 3 is assigned to the Jupiter into the astrology and numerology. Number 4 is assigned to for the Uranus. Okay, it is also known as Rahu into the Indian astrology and numerology. Number 5, it is connected to the Mercury. You have been number 5 to Mercury. Okay, and apart from 5, 6 is the Venus, number 6, Venus. Number 7 is the Neptune. Number 8, that is the Saturn. And number 9, that is the Mars. So every number is connected to the astrological chart, astrological planetary system. And
what
every
was
planet.
The... Sorry, what was the number 8? I got Neptune and Mars. There was one in between.
Should I repeat once again?
Number 8.
Number 8 is the Saturn.
Saturn. Okay, Saturn. So I've got, let me double check I've got this right. I've got I'll read through 1, 2, 8. So I've got Sun, Moon, Jupiter, Uranus, Mercury, Venus, Neptune, Saturn, and Mars.
Yeah, God. Now, every, because the planets have a specific qualities, characteristic, that quality and characteristic get depicted into the personality. Now, people say the one number is not good, the phone number is not good, every number is good and bad, as per your karma, as per your actions. It gives you the results into the astrology as well as into numerology. You can watch even the audience who will be listening to us later after the recording. You can see I have recorded and done one webinar around 4 hours into the lockdown when there was the COVID in India also and across the world. In those time, I have conducted 2 or 3 times the past life, your numerology and your karma, a webinar of 4 hours. It is there on my YouTube channel with the same channel name, Nirav Hinku. Okay, you can, anybody can, and I have explained how your name is connected to your past life. Okay, and why you have been given a specific name. Why I have given the name Nirav? Maybe my parents do not know the astrology, but why they have kept the name Nirav? That is because of my past life karma. So I have explained everything into my webinar, okay, how your name is given to Ellen. So why you are given the Ellen? Because of your past life karma. And it, in this current life, why you are given the specific characteristic? Okay, that is also connected to numerology and your past life. The past life is connected to numerology and vice versa. So again, though when I talk about the science of number, it's help into again analyze the human behavior accurately. It help you into the compatibility, like signature signs and handwriting help you know about all your partner's good and bad qualities, know about the compatibility of emotional, mental level and physical level, know about your inner psyche, whether you're intuitive person, whether you're an emotional person, whether you are mentally very strong or whether you are very good at a physical level also. It helps you scan the human at every level. Numerology helps in the multiple areas. It can help you into the medical field also. Okay, what are the ailments may be coming into the upcoming year? It can even predict the future, tentative future. Okay, now suppose Ellen want to look in Nirav, let me know, this is my date of birth, this is my full name, and let me know how would be the 2023, the yearly prediction. So prediction cannot be make any generalized, like many of the Western and Eastern astrologers do it. Today, those who are born with an Aries sign, they're having the so-and-so prediction. That's a fake. You cannot make any generalized statement. Based on the name and a date of birth, everybody can get accurate prediction customized. Okay, so I give them, it help into the yearly prediction. How will be the year 2023 will be there for the alien. Okay, it helps in the compatibility. It helps even into the tracing the lost object. Suppose your smartphone has been lost and within 24 hours, if you ping me, you know, I have lost my smartphone. So because within 24 hours, that all the vibrations of that smartphone, of that lost object, it's there, present. So we can capture where the lost object, we can trace it. And because of the numerology, I will ask you a few questions. And within 24 hours, if the answer comes, the reading comes, yes, it has been found into the laboratory or it is near to the your bed. And if you find it, as per the reading, you can trace your lost object. I have also written down the blog on my blog, occultspeak.com, how to find the lost object with the help of numerology. Numerology also helps you to read your mind. Okay, if somebody comes, okay, come on, Nirav, tell me what's going on in my mind. So I will ask specific questions and whatever the reading come, I will say you are thinking on so and so. Now you will feel amazed how it's possible. You can even read my mind. That's also possible with the numerology. It's a very, very vast science. There is a two different thoughts of school. One is the Western school, one is the Eastern school. So it is divided in the different modality. In the Western European countries, people follow the Pythagoras. We have the Pythagoras mathematician. He was a great numerologist also. And based on his name, he arrived with a new system of numerology known as the Pythagoras numerology, which we also follow in India. The Pythagoras is there. Then we have the Chaldean system, one of the ancient system in numerology. Chaldeans were the community of the astrologers and the ancient physicians who were able to decode the mystery of the universe. They were known as the Chaldean community and hence derive a new modality, Chaldean numerology. Then there is the Kabbalah. Kabbalists were there. Okay? There were the Kabbalah over there. You know, Kabbalists were there. They are also very ancient Greek people who know about the secret of the mystery of the universe. Then the Kabbalists. There is a different set of system. Then there is the Chinese numerology known as the Losu numerology. Then there is the Indian system, Samarsar Padirin Kerala, the southern India. Okay, so there are so many different systems are there. When people Sir, I know numerology completed. And I asked him, which numerology? Pythagoras. Pythagoras is just one part of system. There are the 4 to 5 different systems. The Tibetan system, when you incubate every system, then only you can say you have been numerology, because you should know everything. You cannot catch up one system and say, I know the complete numerology. It's a very deeper science. And I literally live on the base of the numerology. I help the startup companies to give the brand name, because I calculate the name total and the reading comes. For example, number 21, if the name of the company come, maybe Tesla or SpaceX of Elon Musk, Tesla. Okay, then that will be the reading of the Tesla, Tesla INC. So I can see I have to convert the letters into the numbers. I have to add on all the numbers, and what are the final number is, that is the reading for that company. And that name number should be getting matched to the co-founders. You cannot, on the fundamentals of the management rule, you can take any name also, but you should also getting matched and synchronized with your personality. So it's again huge science, numerology. Yeah, we can talk on numerology also, but there are the very limited time with you.
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating, Nirav, absolutely fascinating. So where do people get a hold of you? How can people contact you for a reading?
People contact me through my blogs. I write the blogs every Sunday on face reading, numerology, handwriting, signature, science, spiritualism, Vastu Shastra, the science of architecture, that is known as the Vastu Shastra. So I write the blog for the free, for those people who do not afford my consultation fees. I have written on so many solution remedies are there for the people who want to know about these mysteries in their life. You can go over there and you can do it yourself also. Through my blogs, through my YouTube videos, through my recommendations, to the online and offline and classes I do take into the numerology face reading. People come down to the YouTube channel, to my WordPress blogs also, and to the posting on the LinkedIn, on Facebook, my Facebook page. I have the community of 1,000 people on the Facebook. People come down from the different channels.
Okay, so I'm going to spell your name. I hope I've got this right. It's Nirav, Nirav. And the second name is Hingu, H-I-I, so it's two I's, N-G-U.
Yeah, purposely I have kept the double I. There was the intention to keep the double I, because if I calculate my name, Nirav Hingu, the total comes 35. Now 35 has the reading of struggle, lots of up and downs, lots of trauma and turmoil into the life. And even after struggle, the person gets just 1 or 2% of success. So when I start analyzing my own name, I saw it's not getting matched with my personality. I'm not getting the success also. Although I'm telling I'm an expert or I'm into the numerology, but what about my own success? So when I analyze my own name, I start analyzing what is a perfect letter for me, which I can add or delete into my name. And then I add single letter into my surname. That's come up to 36. Now 36 is the intuitive number. And in my field, intuition play a major role. Okay. So because I am the intuitive guy by birth also, so this number of 36 helped me so much. Now because of my intuition, I can help my clients and students. Okay, so that's the reason I've kept the 36 number in my personality, and it is getting synchronized and connected with my personality.
Brilliant. It's absolutely fascinating. So Nirav Hingu, thank you so much, and we'll put the contact details in the show notes. Thank you for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am, for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be on your platform. Thank you. Thank you very much.